This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. How are we doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. Another nice day down here in the Southern Tennessee studios here, and ready to jump off for another great show.
Outstanding. Well, let's get right to it. Everyone knows, first thing we do is want to remember those officers murdered in the line of duty. Today we have a special case. Detective Luis Alvarez of the New York City, New York Police Department, end of watch, June 29th, 2019. Detective Alvarez was part of the NYPD bomb squad who, like thousands of other first responders, went to ground zero after the terrorist attacks on September the 11th. 2001. Detective Alvarez became a semi-celebrity when he testified before Congress requesting that Congress continues a victim fund for the 9/11 victims. And John Stewart also testifies in Detective Alvarez. I'm not going to say whether we should continue to have a victims compensation fund for 9/11 victims or not, because cops also die in line of duty from automobile accidents, shootings, stabbings, drownings, emergencies, so on and so forth. But we'll save that for another day. Anyways, folks, this is July 4th week. We want to wish everybody a happy 4th. Happy 5th, and a happy 6th. We want to wish everybody a happy July 4th because not only is our Independence Day, where we wrote a letter to England to tell them to go where to stick it, we also want to wish our own Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman, a very happy birthday. Also, July 5th is known as 7-5 Day. Depending when you're hearing this, hopefully you went out there, took pictures of 7-5, posted it on Twitter, posted it on our Facebook, posted it somewhere. Hopefully you bought a 7-5 shirt or one of Walter's shirts and wore it prominently. And also, July 6th, our own Walter Yerkew and our not-so-sexy intern, Director of Marketing Mike Guerin, will be at the I-75 Raceway. Well, what do you make of all this?
Well, 4th of July stands for, you know, the people that gave their lives way, way back, over 200 years ago. So we can have, it started a trend. We got to fight to keep what we have. And, you know, like you said earlier, the people came over here to tell England to go, you know, stuff it because of the taxes and the deplorable conditions that were in England, and they came over here and they built another country, a whole other country. I mean, holy cow. That's only 250 years ago, but it stands for our what we are. We're free to do as we please, of course, within reason. We have our own rules and laws, but this is the only country in the world where, you know, you can walk down the street, you know, and not be afraid to be taken and drafted into the army, you know, what would you call that? Jeep induction into the army, where, you know, you just don't get grabbed and gone. We do have our problems, but for the most part, that's why we have our own problems, because we have these freedoms and some people abuse them. But the 5th is 7-5 Day. Something that we come up with a couple of months ago, and just in recognition of it's a bunch of things. It's not a it's a recognition of the 7-5 precinct, the 7-5 documentary, 7-5 radio, now 7-5 racing, anything that has to do with 7-5, the cast, the characters, the cops, the employees, the not-so-sexy interns, it has to do with 7-5. You know, take a picture of anything that has a 7-5, you know, a phone number, a zip code. Draw 7-5 on your forehead and take a selfie. You know, anything that has to do with 7-5, show you know, your support for what we're trying to do here and bring out to the public. I got plenty of 7-5 stuff I'm going to post all day. every couple of hours, I'm going to post something new. I'm going to comment on other posts. And let's see, this is the first annual. So the first annual usually makes, a valiant effort, but next year will be even bigger, and the year after that will be even bigger. So we encourage our listeners and our fans and anybody else who's within reach to join in the 7-5 family. And, of course, Saturday, the 6th, we're kicking off, 7-5 racing. We're going to have 7-5 radio logo on 50, 60 race cars over there in the I-75 Speedway in Neota, Tennessee. It's just outside of Sweetwater off of I-75, hence the name. I mean, there's a lot of 7-5s going on this week. So we we hope to see everybody out there, the regular crowd and maybe some other new people that have been listening in. I've been getting some requests on Facebook to join our 7-5 page. That are from the area, and you know we're accepting now our requests. So this is going to kick it off to be really, really big. This is something that we've never done before, something I've never been involved before. And one of these days, maybe we could grab Scoop to come on down and do a live feed on a Saturday night sometime from a raceway. How about that? So
right.
What do you think?
Right.
That?
Right. It sounds like a great idea. Sam put a bug in my ear. You can also donate $75 to Liberty News Radio to cover production costs, because we're constantly needing new equipment. We're constantly expanding. We don't make any money off of this. This is just a love of the business, a love of America, love of the dog barking at the front door. but anyways, also July the 5th is also another famous day, because the Doors played their iconic concert at the Hollywood Bowl July 5th, 1968. And in attendance of that concert was none other than the Rolling Stones. So the Doors played a major concert in their own backyard on July the 5th, or 7-5. But in terms of 7-5 racing, we got handed to Mike Guerin. He went way above and beyond anything we expected. He's the one that went to the track owners and the series. And we'll continue with 7-5 racing at the other end of this break. This is the Allman Brothers coming out with a song from 50 years ago. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Mm-hmm. As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
That's right. We are back. We are celebrating the 7-5 week. We're celebrating July 4th, which is our Independence Day. We're celebrating July 5th, which is 7-5 Day. And we're celebrating July 6th, which is 7-5 Radio Racing Premiere. Again, I got handed to our not so sexy intern Mike Guerin, our director of marketing. He came up to both of us and said, "Hey, how about this idea of sponsoring a whole racing series?" And first thing out of our mouths is like, "Mike, we don't have the money." But with Mike's amazing ability to get things done with little or no money, and his negotiating skills, we are an official sponsor of the Topless Outlaw Dirt Racing Series. If you go on our Facebook page, the 75/75 Radio News and Updates, Mike put a beautiful picture of what the trophy for the best-looking car is going to look like. Every so often, Mike and Walter will make an appearance at one of these races, and he's going to give a $50 prize to the best looking car. I just hope Mike picks the car with the most 75 Radio stickers on. But anyways, if you look at this trophy that they put up, and also the poster for the week's race at I-75 Raceway, you would think it was 75radio.org racing series. I mean, it is prominently displayed. I mean, I can't thank Mike enough. I can't thank Topless Outlaw Racing enough. And I can't thank this the screen graphics company, whose name slips me. I apologize. But they did just an absolute wonderful job. And then last week, Mike called me from the I-75 track where he made an unannounced appearance. And said they really took good care of him. They treated him, you know, they treated like royalty. They gave 75 Radio a shout out. And Mike had such a great time and was so well received. He did not bother to take any pictures and put them on Facebook. I asked him, I was like, "Mike, you got any pictures?" "No, man, I was just, you know, just in the moment." So anyways, those who do go to I-75 Raceway, please bring your phones. Please bring your cameras. Please take some pictures, because Mike was just having too much of a good time. Now, Walt, Yeah. We're working on getting 7-5 Racing shirts. That's still in the works because, again, we have to have a say again?
It's still in the works. Yes, it is.
Right.
It's something
because we don't want to
get it right the first time.
Correct. So we're working on a logo. We're working on, we want to make sure these are good shirts, not some just piece of crap just to make a quick buck. But anyways, with your shirts, with your famous phrase and likeness on it, will you be having a couple shirts available for sale?
I'll be bringing some merchandise. Absolutely. I'm not going to
outstanding
point.
Right. And again, folks, also, if you go on the website, 75radio.org, you can actually buy our shirts directly from the manufacturer. Now, Walter has his own shirts with his likeness on it that he started way before 75 Radio. But we also came out with our own shirts for 75 Radio itself from 5A Trophies and Graphics. You're going to order directly, which leaves us the middleman out because Walter can tell you he's got to get his PR person that we have to pay. I agree to that. To take the orders, grab the shirts, send them out through the post office. And then with the suppliers, that you need to buy a bunch of shirts, put the money up front, then you got to store them in your house. And then if you get your 3X, 4X, or not-so-sexy intern size, you know, it's just a headache. But we decided, you know, our first shirts, we're going to sell them as cheap as can be. You order from the supplier directly, and that way, you know, you get your shirts quicker. Also, for a couple extra coins, you can have it customized in the back. The back of my shirt says Scoop Stanton. Mike Guerin's shirt says Big Mike, obviously. Did you get your shirt yet, Walt?
Not yet. I'll get it Saturday when I see Mr. Mike.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Mike is a big guy. You know, he needs a 3X size or a 4X size. Now, I don't know if you saw anything yesterday on our 7-5 Facebook page, but Mike put up a video.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, you know, maybe if he took off that sweater, he'd be a 2X.
I don't think he's wearing a sweater, but he posted a picture of he posted an announcement about I-75 Racing on July the 6th where he'll be appearing along with you minus a shirt. So I posted a comment on Facebook that said thank you for not filming below the equator because it's probably something I don't want to see, and if I did see it,
visions,
I would be unable to.
Visions, no visions. We don't need no visions. We don't need no permanent things burned into the back of our eyeballs.
And, right. I mean, we
flipped a couple of times.
Well, my mic's a good
one or something.
Right. Right, but anyway, we love Mike, and Mike's a good guy, and he's a great sport. But anyways, well, let's besides patting ourselves on the back for being great guys, let's talk about the idiots in this country that do not make America great. First person I want to talk about is the spawn of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. His name is Dante de Blasio. He is 21 years old, but our age, you know, 21 years old is still a kid. Anyways, Dante wrote an article on USA Today, the great dish rag of a paper, headquarters in Northern Virginia, about his father having the talk about how he, who's a biracial man, should interact with the police. Now, de Blasio, obviously a white guy, and his mother is a very dark-skinned militant lesbian, and they decided to get together and have a couple kids. But anyways, Bill de Blasio should actually be commended on teaching his son how to act with dealing the police, which is act like a gentleman. But we know why Bill de Blasio really gave the talk about police interaction. Not because of the people like Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, or Freddie Gray, but simply Bill de Blasio hates the cops. Also, Dante's probably not the one to write such an article. I mean, we have nothing against the kid, but he did grow up in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Not exactly the neighborhoods, Walter, that you patrolled or I patrolled with the Transit Bureau. But he lived in an area that none of us can afford. He attended Brooklyn Technical High School, which is not exactly your typical inner-city ghetto high school. And then when his father became mayor, he got to live in Gracie Mansion, which is surrounded by a wrought iron fence, and provided round-the-clock security from New York's finest. And then when he graduated high school, he attended one of the most elite universities in the entire U.S. of A., Yale University. But de Blasio, in the article, wrote about one time he was in San Francisco, and he was visiting a friend's apartment building, and he was having a hard time using a keypad. Now, with these newer buildings, maybe you need rocket science to type in the codes. I can work a smartphone. I can work this home studio, but just, you know, five numbers and the pound sign, it's hard to do. And it's hard to do for everybody because you forget, is it the pound sign? Is it the hashtag? Is it the star? Is it a star first? Is it a star second? You know, it sucks. Instead of just like, you know, hit the apartment number, hey, it's me, and you buzz him in. But, you know, that's too much like right. So he's at a friend's apartment building in San Francisco at 1 a.m. And then the police rolled up. And then de Blasio, fearing for safety because of his stupid father, punched in the right code and entered the building. And the cops did not get out of the car. They didn't make any contact. And they just went about their way because, obviously, Mr. de Blasio, young de Blasio, had some business there. But anyways, we're going to talk about de Blasio, some other losers that piss us off. But this is When's the Music Over, the first song from The Doors' 1968 concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Take it away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another month of weak job creation. Private payroll firm ADP says in its report out this morning that the economy created only around 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts, and not much over the 41,000 new jobs created in May. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher found not guilty on the most severe charges he was facing, including murder and attempted murder for the death of an ISIS fighter in Iraq. As he looks towards his sentencing later today, he's thanking people who stood by his side.
I want to say thank you to Congressman Duncan Hunter and Congressman Ralph Norman, also to President Trump for intervening when he did.
Gallagher, who was convicted for posing for a photo with a casualty, speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a 1-star, 3-star, 5-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the 2-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Firefighters are still at the scene of a huge fire at 2 barrel warehouses at a Jim Beam aging facility in Lexington, Kentucky. Officials believe the fire was caused by a lightning strike. The campaign of one of the many Democrats running for the White House may be faltering now. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has shaken up his campaign staff this week. He tells reporters,
"We felt that there was, you know, it was the right time for a change."
But reports are his senior staff have been urging him to withdraw since last month and instead consider a run for the U.S. Senate. Days after losing a Supreme Court case, the Trump administration is going forward with printing 2020 census forms that do not include a citizenship question it had wanted. And just getting word, troopers remain at the scene of a rollover crash involving a used oil tanker in Washington State that's blocking northbound Interstate 5. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back. We're still back. That was a great bumper. That was Hole in the Sky by Black Sabbath. But anyways, Dante de Blasio grew up in a life of privilege. Dad's white. Mom's dark-skinned black. He was in San Francisco, went to a building, had a hard time using the punch code. Cops roll up, obviously, because, hey, I mean, how many times have we heard be on the bolos or be on the lookout, or they give a description of a perp at roll call, and it's always a blackmail for a rape, blackmail for robbery, blackmail for this, blackmail. I mean, personally, we were getting sick of time. It's like, you know, it seemed like the only people that would commit crimes in the city of New York at the time were black males. But anyways, Dante doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, he lived a privileged life. He went to Yale. I didn't, Walter, you didn't. But he doesn't know what it's like to be discriminated against because of race, color, or gender. He hasn't experienced threats of losing his job because of fake accusations of racism. He hasn't been called every name in the book, like including the N-word, and I have. And to me, it's just the way it is. You know, life is unfair, unjust, and tough. But again, well, correct me if I'm wrong, 99% of the time you're at roll call looking for a suspect committing crimes in the city and is a person of color, usually a male of color. You know, Dante hasn't been to a local jail with a city population of 50% black, but 95% black jail population. Young Mr. Blasio hasn't seen black fatherlessness. He hasn't seen dependence on government, even though his dad just had government jobs all his life and trying to become president. Failure of public schools. But Dante did get a visit from his father when he was visiting Germany during summer break. Bill de Blasio went to Germany to trash Trump and the U.S. at a some sort of socialism rally or something like that. But again, who gets the vacation in Germany during your summer break from school? Meanwhile, if you remember de Blasio, Bill de Blasio visited his son in Germany, made a speech to this anti-American group, while police officer Mia Stos Familia was literally laying in a morgue as she was shot and killed. That's right. Officer Familia was shot in the Bronx, and Bill de Blasio, instead of comforting the family, calming the city down, giving whatever support he could to the family and the cops, he went to Europe. And meanwhile, Detective Familia just laid in the morgue. But fortunately, he did make it back for the funeral because, you know, good on him, I guess. Any comments on Dante?
You know, you said it all in a nutshell. You know, this kid is lived a privileged life. His daddy's the mayor. You know, his mommy's the alleged first lady of New York City, and you know, he's living in Gracie Mansion, or he has lived in Gracie Mansion. College, Ivy League college, and then he writes an article like this. You know, I believe he's had some help writing that article. He's never written anything before. He's made public statements before, but he's never sat down and said, "Well, I'm going to write about this." So I think, you know, some of his dad's advisors has, you know, a few lines in that in this article that he's written, and it's got Bill de Blasio's name written all over it, you know, signed at the bottom by Dante. It doesn't have it doesn't have, how can I say, the strength that it should if somebody feels the way he's explained it in this article. So you know, it's a it's a sticky article, I would say. You know, you throw people at it that want to read it and believe it, and they'll stick to it. Other people like you and myself and a few other people that I know will look at it, not touch it, and get stuck to it and just walk away from it and forget about it. I believe this is not going to be the article of the year. It's not going to be the article of the month. He's not going to get on Oprah because of this article. Well, maybe he will. Oprah, he might. But it's not something that's going to stand out in history. Believe me, it's not going to stand out in history at all. It's not going to be read at a Yale classroom for everybody else to say, ooh, he was a Yale graduate. He's an alumni. Wow. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. And it's pretty much, I used to have a bird, you know, and that's probably what I would line the bird cage with, you know, maybe it's good for that, you know, as long as it wasn't, you know, a bluebird, you know.
Right. And, so. Right. And I just lost my train of thought, but, look at the source. It's not the Washington Post. It's not the New York Times. It's the USA Today. The articles, and they publish it towards people with about a fifth grade education, and I'm not making it up. Mm-hmm. Something ridiculous for low intelligence people. Also, they give away the USA Today's at airports and hotels. How they stay in business and who reads this paper is beyond me. But it's owned by the Gannett company, which owns a whole bunch of papers around the country. But anyways, moving right along, the next embarrassment from the city of New York comes from the 14th Congressional District in Queens, New York, from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's how she pronounced it. She was down at the southern border this past week, just making an absolute fool of herself. First, she did a photo op at the border wearing all white, making sure the hair's done, and trying to look like $1 million and have fake tears in her eyes as she's at a fence, just looking very distraught, like the it's like at a concentration camp, or if you remember the movie Red Dawn, where the parents of these kid soldiers were behind the fence in the drive thru. Very, very touching, very moving. Just it's almost like the commercial with the crying Indian. But the problem is, it's a photo opportunity, because if you look closer, in the background is not a bunch of detained children of quote-unquote immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're trespassers, first of all. In the background, she's crying over some parked Ford vehicles owned by the Customs and Border Protection. So I guess her message is, you know, let my Fords go. You know, let the Border Patrol go out there and do things. Don't keep the cars behind the fence. Well, have you seen the picture I'm talking about?
I've seen it. I've seen many photo ops of it also, which was right. Humorous. Joe Biden sniffing her hair while she was crying. you know,
right. So she's crying. She's crying over some parked vehicles, but in a secure fence.
Exactly. This is a la Jim Acosta. You know, when Acosta did that, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. Well, he's riding along the wall in his golf cart. Well, I don't see any people trying to get it. Well, he was in the safe zone. Same thing with Mr. Ed, I mean AOC. She has not, you know, there are places that just are the way they are. You know, you can't help it. If they're in somewhat, I don't know how you can say, put quotes around deplorable conditions. You know, this is about the best that we could do when these people are running across the border and we're grabbing them and we're putting them in to a detention center. It's not best situations. I mean, it's not a brand new building that they're putting them in. This is not supposed to be going on. You know, Mr. Trump is doing what he can to control this situation. You know, we're not going to put up, you know, 5, 10, 20 new buildings with, you know, hotel rooms and bed sheets and pillowcases, you know, for these people that are running across the border. And it it's going to be a little bit rough. I didn't see anybody in 1979, screaming about the conditions, underneath the highway when the Cuban refugees came across. Jimmy Carter threw a fence around underneath the highway and said, "All right, there you go. You got shelter and you got fencing. Okay, we'll put in some porta potties." I didn't see anybody screaming about that stuff back then. Although there was, but not like it is today with the social. It is what it is. There's worse conditions that Americans are living in that Congress should look at, especially people like this AOC. She has not done anything except glad hand the public and just give everybody the
right. All right, well, all that thought, we're coming on to our final break. We'll talk about AOC and some other idiots that ruin our July 4th week. We'll be right back.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get Kosher-tified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-E-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. We are celebrating our American Independence Day from the English by including bumpers from, yes, Robin Trower and Black Sabbath. All from the United Kingdom. But anyways, back to Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said that these immigrants that are held in cages were drinking water from a toilet. Well, first of all, Congresswoman, they're not immigrants or trespassers. They come here without permission. They sneak into our country. Let me sneak in your house and, you know, just say I'm an immigrant looking for asylum from my wife. See what happens there. Secondly, drinking water of a toilet is a total misnomer. I mean, obviously, Ms. Cortez hasn't seen any prison movie, but just about every jail in America, with the exception of like older jails like Sing Sing and other very old facilities, you have a two in one because people, these inmates, like to do, store things, put things down the toilet and so on. It's a two for one. You have a commode where you do your business. And those who like to get a drink of filtered water, you have a sink on top to get water for whatever reason. But she thinks they're doing their business and drinking out of the same toilet at the same time. But again, she is wrong as the day is long. And I'm sure the people in the 14th District in New York are just having voters remorse. Well, what's your opinion of Ms. Ocasio-Cortez talking about people drinking out of the same toilets that they handle their business in?
Look, man, it's life in detention. You know, you don't have a choice. It's one unit. It's a sink and it's a toilet. You know, many people have seen them in prison movies all over the world for 100 freaking years. These units have been installed in cells. It's a convenient thing that meets the minimum requirements to support somebody who's confined, period. That's it. You know, if she wants, you know, golden faucets and you know, soft padding seats and stuff like that, well, then it's got to come out of her pocket. But this is what's reality. That's what I talk about, white bread America, even though I know she's not white. They just don't get it.
She's sometimes half white.
This is, well, this is the way it is. And, you know, if she could do better besides spewing her crap, you know, at the congressional hearings about what she saw and the way she felt, you know, nobody gives a good God whatever. It doesn't matter what she thinks. This is a reality. And there's nothing wrong with doing your business, like you said, in a toilet and 2 feet above it is a sink. You know, they're giving cleaning products to take care of their own business. And if they choose not to, well, it's not my fault. It's not anybody's fault. But she's blaming our government for putting these people in. You know, where they're living now is probably 1,000 times better than what they had where they came from. And because, you know, they're probably crapping out in the backyard and living in feces and nastiness. So this is probably a lot better than what they had when they came from. She should be grateful that at least we got that. You know, she's not worried about, you know, people in prison that have the same thing. They're confined in a big room with a bunch of people, and that's what they got to use for their personal businesses. You know, she's somebody that's in the dark.
Right. And you don't hear her or any other people, especially the 20 running for president on the Democrat side, about the sex trafficking that's going on. I mean, these people are bringing kids who are not their children, sneaking them across the border to get into the U.S., and they're pimping them out. And just, and we're not talking like 18, 19, 20-year-old girls, we're talking girls below the age of consent. And, you know, our buddy Sean Bergen's been retweeting post after post about, you know, people involved in sex trafficking crimes. And the media they ignore it because they don't want to, they're involved. My personal opinion is that they're involved, number one. Number two is that it's accepted in the minds of these idiots. I mean, you know, they say, oh, think about the children. Yeah, think about the children coming up 3,000 miles, no food, no water, no money, no no shelter, sitting on a top of a rail car with somebody that know being sexually assaulted. I mean, stories are going around that these kids are just getting just victimized left and right. But she's worried about, she doesn't know how to work a toilet slash sink combination. I mean, is Congresswoman Cortez even potty trained? I mean, she doesn't know what a toilet or a sink works. Anyways, moving right along to another loser, our old buddy Colin Kaepernick. He's at it again. Nike came out with these Betsy Ross shoes, I guess, with the first flag of that Betsy Ross song with the 13 stars. And Colin Kaepernick, who has a career making bad choices in life, told Nike to pull the shoes because it reminds him of slavery. And, of course, Nike, for whatever reason, pulled the shoes. And as a result of pulling the patriotic shoes for the 4th of July weekend, the state of Arizona pulled all tax breaks from Nike that they were planning to build a factory in Arizona. I guess they're going to close one of the sweatshops down in Vietnam or Cambodia. You know, my thing is this: Nike has been building these sweatshops all over Asia, paying these people next to nothing, including children, selling these shoes for a fortune, paying these millionaires a fortune to hawk their products. But some Colin Kaepernick, who's getting paid by Nike, tells them pull the shoes because it reminds them of slavery, and they do it. I mean, well, is Nike going to be going out of business soon with idiot ideas like this?
Well, you know, probably not, because there's people that, you know, stand behind, you know, whatever Kaepernick thinks and says, you know, and he's got a right to say it. But, you know, Nike's got to make a decision. They're talking about, you know, billions of dollars, you know, all over the country. And even more, well, not more than billions, but a lot more money being made, you know, overseas, because this is an American product with an American flag on it. I mean, you know, how valuable is an American flag on a sneaker in freaking Nigeria or something? You know, you'd be the catch me out if you had a pair of those. And you'd probably get your ass kicked in jail if you had one of those. Nike has made a big mistake. I think they put this American flag on there because they are losing money, and now they're going to lose even more. Arkansas doesn't want them, but you know, the sovereign state of California wants them to come out there and build their new manufacturing plant. So let California wear them. You know, they're pretty much seceding from right. The rest of the real world anyway.
Nike doesn't want to go into California because it costs too much money to make a product in California. So Arizona, not Arkansas, offered a bunch of tax breaks. So they said, all right, well, not in the union labor, low regulations, low taxation, a bunch of other tax breaks. We'll do it in Arizona, but not California. You know, you don't see any. That's nothing. You don't see any factories going into these horrible ass states like New York, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, and the list goes on and on and on.
Well, it's just unfortunate that you know, one person has the say so of what gets put out for product and what doesn't. You know, maybe they should put a picture of his face on the bottom of the sneakers or something, you know, just step on his face all the time. I don't know if they could get that right. Whole big afro on the bottom of a sneaker. I sure try, you know, maybe stick some hair out the sides to look like, it, you know, you stepped on his face and, you know, and the hair is sticking out
right.
The side. You know, it's Kaepernick, you know, every once in a while it's got to pop up. What is it? This is July. Football season has started. The you know, spring, I guess summer training camp has started already, and he's still not working
right.
In the NFL. So he's got to do something. You know, he's
right.
Got to do something.
Yeah, he's got to open his big fat mouth. And then another thing about Nike is that they pay Michael Jordan like tens of millions of dollars, and yet they sell the shoes for $150, $200, $250, and kids in the inner city are getting shot over these shoes. And
yeah, right.
you know, Michael Jackson never said, hey, don't shoot people over my shoes. Colin Kaepernick never said, don't shoot people over shoes. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick, he has this group called I Know My Rights. I guess it's an active advocacy group for people to suck off the government teat. But nobody says, including Kaepernick or any of these people on the left, hey, know your responsibilities. You know, once you have rights, you also have responsibilities. But people just want my rights. They want the right to welfare. They want the right to shelter. They want the right to health care. They want the right to free schools, free college. They want the right to not pay for anything, have the sucker taxpayer, I mean, you, me, and everybody else listening to pay for it. But nobody has any responsibilities. You know, don't have kids you can't afford. Get married. Get a job. Get an education. Teach your children stuff. I could go on and on and on. Well, any final words for the last couple seconds on this special edition of
the streets and the jails? Radio? Thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.
Guess not.